So this is a continuation of the rhythm guitar anticipation and delay, and we're on number 8. It's probably one of the most challenging ones. Sounds like this. 1E and a 2E and a 3 and a 4 and a 2E and a 2E and now you may think that's just ridiculous, but if you speed it up, we're gonna speed up first just to let you hear it, and then we'll slow it back down. So and a 2E and a 2E and a 2E is that right? 2E yeah, it's right. Sounds pretty cool, but it's tough. You can't really hear it when it's much slower. We were almost half that tempo. But if you're... That's pretty cool. I think it's cool. But we have to go slower in order to dissect it a little. So it's like... You have to be like... 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4... reiterate something. The ands always go, the ones and the ands always go down, the numbers and the ands always go down, and the e's and uhs always go up. So in this case it's down, down, up, down, up, 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 down. Ah, I said it wrong. I mean, I said it right, but in the wrong tempo. Let me try it again. I missed it. Down, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, up, down, up, up, down. Let's try it on a C9 or a C7 if you're just listening to this. 4, our 2E and a 3E and a 4E. That was right, you were right, you were right. 3, 4. That's well done. So we're going to immediately speed it up because it's a bit slow. 2E and a 3E and a 4. Ah, sorry. Sorry, you're playing it right. I'm messing up. 3, 4. Job. Now we'll go to 65. 2, 3, 4. Good. Hopefully you could hear the metronome on the recording. All right, let's go up to 75. 2, 3, 4. Again, it's down, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, up, down, up, up, up. Good. And if you're having trouble, then just go back down. Let's go back to down to 65. Down, down, down. Da, da, ba, dee, da, da, da. Here we go. Good. And so now maybe I just increased it too much from 65 to 75, so I'll just go to 70. 2E and a 3E and a 4. just getting used to the up. It goes down, down, up, down, up, 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 down. Do it without playing any chords, just the chucking. Two, three, down, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, up, down, up, 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 down. So it's the of two that you're struggling with. So just do up to that point. Don't do the rest of it. Just go, and a two E, that's all you're gonna do. And a two E, three, four, one. And a two E, good. Good, now we'll add the rest of it. Here we go. Let's go to 75. 2, 3, 4. Sorry. Get to 90, we're almost there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and... Great job, here's 90. 3, 4. For those of you listening, you gotta keep a really loose wrist. Like, before we go back to it, just do all the 16th notes. You also don't have to always hit all six strings. As long as you hit the lowest root on the first beat, or in this case, the end of four, first anticipated beat, I guess, you don't have to hit the rest. But that's good. Can you feel your wrist getting hopefully nice and supple? What is that song that goes such a supple wrist? No, that's Pinball Wizard. Nothing to do with guitar. Never mind. 1, 2, 3, 4. That may be a little bit out of your comfort zone, but let's go down to 85, because I wanted to demonstrate when you have a bass line that's not syncopated and you put that over it, how great it sounds. What it would sound like with a bass line, like... Pretty cool, right, if you ask me.